Built by Andy and Melinda Lynch on the banks of the Little Sugar Creek, just 10 miles from here, this cabin was moved to the grounds of Peel Museum and Botanical Garden in 1993. The cabin was constructed using native white oak, which was split and cut by a broadaxe. Built from large, sturdy materials, some of the logs measure up to 16 feet in diameter. To insulate the cabin, clay and mud mixed with bark and horsehair was pushed into the cracks between the logs. This cabin played a critical role in the outcome of the 1862 Battle of Pea Ridge and is one of the last surviving structures of the battle. The Union forces were led by Brigadier General Samuel R. Curtis as they pursued Confederate troops into northwest Arkansas. History tells us that his supply line dwindled and so did the reinforcements necessary to continue the Confederate pursuit. It is then that General Curtis decided to pause his pursuit, fortify defenses along the Little Sugar Creek, and secure shelter in the Lynch family cabin. This decision altered the course of battle and the Union forces claimed victory at the Battle of Pea Ridge. During the 1880s, Andy and Melinda Lynch lived in this cabin with their five children, and although it may seem like tight living quarters, it was actually a decent-sized home for a family during that period. The Lynch family cabin consisted of two rooms downstairs and one large room upstairs for sleeping and storage. And although it was considered larger than most cabins of the 1880s, its presence here shows you just how grand the Peel home was in comparison. Even though this cabin isn't original to the property, it represents the multifaceted history of Arkansas during the 19th century. This cabin acted as the grand stage where the theater of war played out and also the humble backdrop of domestic life for the Lynch family. You may now make your way toward the ice house where your journey continues.